Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey folks, before we start the show, don't forget to go shopping through our Amazon link at bobseska.com. The all caps Amazon link just beneath the logo will take you to the front page of Amazon where you can go shopping until you're dropping. But by using our special link, we'll collect a small commission on some of your purchases. Thanks for clicking on the Amazon link, and now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
This was your idea. You're the one who allegedly made the enchiladas.
Yes, so try to keep up. Okay, next. Now's the time to sprinkle in the chili pepper flakes.
We've already done that.
What number are we on?
Oh my God, is this not your mother's recipe?
Yes, and now I'm passing it on to you. So try to keep up. Next step is to fold in the cheese.
What does that mean? What does fold in the cheese mean?
You fold it in.
I understand that, but how do you fold it? Do you fold it in half like a piece of paper and drop it in the pot, or what do you do?
David, I cannot show you everything.
Okay, well, can you show me one thing?
Here's what you do. You just fold it in.
Okay, I don't know how to fold broken cheese like that.
And I don't know how to be any clearer. You take that thing that's in your hand. And you...
If you say fold in one more time...
It says fold it in.
This is your recipe. You fold in the cheese then.
Don't you dare.
You fold it in.
David! Oh, good. Now I see bubbles. David! What does burning smell like?
Bob Seska!
Bob Seska. You really are sick.
The Bob Seska Show.
Was that Schitt's Creek?
Yes, it was. Of course it was. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, September 24, 2020, and this is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 1,344 of the Trump crisis. 40 days. 40 days into the 2020 presidential election. Can't come soon enough, goddammit. Let's bring him in. It is David T-Rex Ferguson from the T-Rex Report podcast. Write this shit down, why don't you? Patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. Also, his music project, Astral Summer, at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. And Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, from-the-bunker.com. Everywhere you get your podcasts. Also, the Stephanie Miller radio program every Tuesday. She is the Tuesday co-host on that show. SexyLiberal.com, also StephanieMiller.com. Thank you for supporting the Goth Ninjas. Okay, Donald Trump is saying that he's not going to accept a peaceful transfer of power if he loses this election. At least that's what he's saying now. Should we believe him? What's the deal? Please, please help.
Okay, I believe that he would like to do that.
Yeah.
I believe that that's his mindset. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that if it's not a close election, which every day I'm thinking it's not going to be, based on, 10 states are already voting, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the lines are already long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that we've never seen before in early voting. And I am against long lines, mind you. I think that's stupid. There should be enough polling places that people don't have to wait in a line for more than 5 minutes at the most.
Yeah.
But by virtue of the fact that people are willing to wait in line already and are voting already, and a lot of these votes will be counted prior to and or on election day. They will not be counted later. And Florida's counting their votes as they come in.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we'll know that
Georgia
night.
Is too.
Good. California.
I've been trying to find that out.
I know that we start voting at the beginning of next month, and it's the way it's voting is it's on the weekends and stuff. It's weird, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We start voting at the beginning of next month, and our votes will be banked as we are voting. IWillVote.com will tell everybody how their states are voting. Pennsylvania, make sure you put your ballots in the two envelopes, not just the one.
Such horseshit. So stupid. Who the fuck came up with that nincompoopery? We need two envelopes for the fucking thing.
We had a similar thing last in the 2018 midterms with our midterm ballots that it needed to be folded into a blank white sheet of paper so that the person who was
you have to fold in the cheese is what you have to do. Fold it in.
Not yet.
You have to fold it in.
Fold it in.
I don't know how to make it any clearer.
Or so. Well, and even in California, we do.
So that people were not seeing people's votes.
Mm. Right. No, and we do that here where in, because I've been an absentee voter for 20-something years.
Yeah.
And basically they send you your ballot, and then in the ballot, there's in the envelope that they send you, there's an envelope that you put inside the envelope that you mail. But I don't know that if I don't put that first thing in the first envelope that my vote's not going to count.
Yeah.
Whereas in Pennsylvania, if you don't do that, your vote's not going to count. That's the problem.
So I have zero faith in my fellow Americans to be able to do that correctly. I mean, it's just too complicated. Two envelopes? Are you kidding? No one can figure that out.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, you don't.
And
think
I'm partly serious about that. I mean, it's
I
just,
know.
Oh God.
And yet,
morons.
Every straight man in America's fantasy is a three-way with two women, but he can't work out two envelopes.
Right. No shit.
That was great. Yay.
No, I mean, I know that the Democrats in Pennsylvania are doing a huge education for Pennsylvania voters that are voting, for the first time and for the first time absentee.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're really pushing the information to get out there. This is how you do this. Make sure you do this or your vote will not count.
Well, there's still a strain that I'm seeing online. A number of people who are still like, don't worry about it. He's not going to try to stay in office. He's not going to do the thing with the loyal electors like it was in the Atlantic piece yesterday. He's not going to do all this shit. You know what? He may not succeed in any of it, but he's going to fucking try. Oh, my God. And how do I know that? Because he's done it before. He's been impeached already for trying to cheat in the election. He is absolutely capable of fucking with this election. Again, I am just like, what did Stephanie call me yesterday? Captain Scary Pants, I think was my new nickname
Captain
on the Stephanie Miller
Scary
Show.
Pants.
I am Captain Scary Pants, and I don't like being Captain Scary Pants. I'm not typically Captain Scary Pants. As those of you who have listened to the show for any length of time knows, well, recently, yes, I'm totally Captain
Malcolm
Scary
Nance.
Pants.
Malcolm Nance is General Scary Pants. You know.
Yes, come on. Yeah, Master
He's
Chief.
He's Colonel Scary Pants.
Master Chief Scary Pants.
There
yeah, that's
go.
Who
exactly.
he is.
And you're like Petty Sergeant Scary Pants.
I'd rather be like
never gonna make captain.
Like, you're never gonna get those bars.
Are you saying I'm a, like Ensign Scary Pants? Is that what you're referring to me as? Are you demoting me now? I want to be like Data. I want to be like Lieutenant Commander Scary Pants. I'd be okay with that that rank in the Scary Pants chain of command. But yeah, we need to hunker down and be prepared for the fact that Donald Trump's gonna do all kinds of fuckery starting on November 3rd. He's already started. He's already laying the pretext for all of it. He's been doing that since he started screeching about the mail-in ballots. He's been doing that since whatever it is, April of 2019, when he and Rudy Giuliani started fucking around with Hunter Biden and Burisma and Ukraine and all that crapola. I mean, or you can fold in the cheese. You can fold in Russia into that scenario too. So my thesis is basically this, that he's going to try to do some of these things. He's going to try to get some of the state legislatures, the Republican-controlled state legislatures specifically. In fact, Jody, you and I were talking about this before the show. He's going to go for those trifecta states, the states where there's a Republican legislature, both chambers, and the governor's mansion controlled by Republicans. Now, the secret is to find those particular states and the ones that also happen to be swing states. So what we know is Ohio, Georgia, Florida, Iowa, and Arizona, all swing states, all have GOP trifectas. So what's the way this works out? Just the simplification. But. What? What's the but? What's your big but?
Most of the people in Georgia live in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah,
Athens,
but they could the
and Columbus.
The argument that Bob is saying that Trump is going to try to do is even if the state votes for Joe Biden in huge numbers, the legislature can vote that those electors are no good. We're going to put in our own electors that will then make Trump the winner of Georgia.
Yeah.
That's going to make people here at the local level very vulnerable. And I don't just mean electorally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As angry as people are. And we have two Democratic senators that are probably senators that are going to win their races this year. And what are they supposed to do? Just stand back with their thumbs in their butts?
I don't know.
I hope to see the people who do legitimately win their positions all go into a battle crouch and be like, no. I won this fair and square. Mm-hmm. You need to move. We have one step aside, or we will push you aside.
Well, watch for these two dates, December 8 and December 14. December 8 is when the state legislatures appoint all of the electors, right?
Right.
And so the Republican trifecta legislatures, and this is one of the things that Donald Trump is trying to do. He's trying to get the Republican-controlled states to appoint electors who will only vote for Donald Trump in the Electoral College on the 14th, on December 14th. So what usually happens is a legislature will appoint a slate of electors corresponding with the number of electoral votes from that state, and then those electors will vote based on whoever the winner of the popular vote is for that state. Or in the case of the National Electoral College Compact or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. What is that? What is the name of that thing with the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact?
Right.
Only a title invented by a liberal. I can tell you that
naturally.
Right now. It is clunky as fuck because we cannot name things. We have the most.
Hey.
What?
Speak for yourself.
Well, look.
My cats have great names. My bands have great names.
Then maybe you should cool name names. This. Maybe you should start naming.
We need
the
a Frank Luntz on this side.
That would be more than happy all of, to be a combination of Frank Luntz and Don Rickles.
We have all of Hollywood. We have every creative person in the United States, basically, on our side, and we can't come up with clever names for shit. But anyway, legislatures appoint their electors, and those electors vote for the winner of the popular vote from that state. However, if Donald Trump has these state legislatures, the trifectas, again, both chambers of the legislature and the governor's mansion, those states could legally say, okay, we're appointing electors, but only electors who will vote for Donald Trump on the 14th. Mm-hmm. So that's the way this scam will work, the scam that's outlined in yesterday's piece in The Atlantic. But it's very unlikely for it to work. But again, we do this all the time. We say, oh, he can't do that. And then suddenly we go, oh my God, I can't believe he did that.
Well, this is what I'm hoping the Democrats are planning for.
What?
Well, they are. Doesn't Joe Biden have like 200 lawyers ready to?
Yeah,
200. He doesn't have enough. 200. Isn't
I know.
Enough.
I mean, it's four people per state, I suppose. Yeah. But just a reminder to your listeners: in Florida, in 2000, Jeb Bush was willing to sign a law stating that even if Al Gore won the state, which we now know he did, even if he won the state, they were going to pass a law to say that his brother won the state. And then the Supreme Court did it for him.
Right.
So, but like you were saying, it's the states that have the trifecta, in general, we're kind of thinking they might go to Trump anyway. It's Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin that are the big three that all have Democratic governors.
Mm-hmm.
So even if their legislatures did pass those laws, those governors ain't signing those laws.
Yeah.
And they have more electors than Florida does.
There was a part of the Atlantic piece in which he was talking to a legislator from Pennsylvania that made it seem like Pennsylvania was on the table. Pennsylvania is not on the table.
No, the
governor there will not approve this is. The governor has to sanction
that.
The
governor's got to sign it,
yeah.
And I think like Ohio, as we know, is a swing state and it's got the trifecta. I don't think DeWine would sign that. He wants to be president someday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, there are certain guys that are like, oh, no, you know, because Trump is not the guy to you know, hitch your wagon to right now.
The other day in Ohio, when Trump was doing a rally there, he mentioned Mike DeWine, and Mike DeWine got booed by the Red Hats.
Exactly my point. So DeWine would not do that, I don't think.
I don't think DeSantis
would, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't think DeWine would, and your governor
Kemp
wouldn't.
Yeah, Kemp.
And, you know, Kemp
my
would.
Governor.
Kemp would absolutely do it, yeah.
He would.
There is a really strong progressive voice in the state legislature, though. It's still majority Republican, but the Democrats that are there are fired the fuck up.
Good.
And they know that our election results were stolen, and they know that they will be trying voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping, because ultimately there are more people in blue counties in Georgia than there are in red counties because of population density.
Yeah.
And so.
What?
Believe it.
What?
No, she's just surprised about Georgia.
Okay. I was like, oh no, is there breaking news? That's what I was thinking. I mean, every time I hear a cell phone or I hear someone go, oh my God, like in the other room, I'll hear like a scream and I'll be like, oh, it'll be Kimberly in the other room in her office. And I'm like,
with
oh shit, what just happened? But anyway, so well, the other thing, David, I'm not sure if you're aware of this too, but yesterday during his Trump show, our man in the White House press room, Brian Karam, also from Playboy.com.
Love him.
I mean, that's technically his job. He writes for Playboy.com. But he's our man. He's our man in the press room. We've got a guy in the press room. He asked Donald Trump whether he would commit to a peaceful transfer of power after the election.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Trump said, we're going to have to see what happens. We get rid of the ballots and there'll be a peaceful, it won't be a transfer, frankly.
I caught that. He
it'll
kept
be
saying,
a,
we got to get rid of the ballots. And get
it'll
rid
be,
of the ballots. I'm like, the ballots are how we vote, you shitheel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he said.
Fucking poisonous puffball mushroom.
Yeah, you know what? Rude Pundit had the ultimate insult for Donald Trump today, or one of the many ultimate insults. Rude called him a hyperactive pig man. Which I thought was fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, then I can play this.
A pig man. Half pig, half man.
Because he is kind of a pig man, Donald Trump. He's a hyperactive pig man. But the thing that made me freak out was when he said it'll frankly be a continuation. That was him saying, yeah, we're not going to have to worry about a transfer of power because I'm just going to get reelected. You wait and see. And then he's also been talking about using the Supreme Court to help him get installed. But I don't know if that's even a possibility. I get the sense that at this point, we're going to have a winner before Mitch McConnell gets a Supreme Court justice confirmed.
I think that Mitch is going to wait until after the election to vote on that. Because then he can go, look, I voted. We did it after the election. We had hearings before the election, but we didn't. And it might go to the floor. Like, it might come out of committee before the election, but we know that how that's going to go down.
Yeah.
And then they don't do the floor vote until after the election. And then he can say, look, I wasn't a hypocrite. I didn't do it during the election.
Well, hopefully they
Here's
will.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Cold and flu season. It's just about to get so much more dangerous. I mean, people have been blah, 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 blah. It's summer. I can go outside and dine indoors and go to the barbershop and whatever. But, like, it's about, I mean, I think that we're thing that we're failing to hold into account right now is that by November, a lot more people will be sick and a lot more people will be dying.
Mm-hmm. That's why they need to vote now.
Yeah.
As soon as they can vote, vote now. Get out there. Vote while it's still warm outside. Vote while you're not sick. Get a goddamn flu shot. But we got to remember that in Australia during their flu season this year, it was very mild because everybody was masking up and doing their... Granted, we're not as smart as Australia,
Australia.
But Victoria is closed down right now. But they basically, their flu season, because of COVID, wasn't as horrific as they thought it would be.
Yeah.
So hopefully it won't be as horrific in colder climated states as we could. I mean, we're still in our first wave anyway of COVID, so there's that.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I tracked this, actually, in my state. I tracked which counties were using masks, and I matched it with the flu morbidity and mortality report that was coming out. And in counties like mine, where we adopted the mask ordinance, we had far fewer flu deaths than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything that my town that did well and kept numbers down has been completely destroyed by the arrival of students and the fact that they're trying to carry on and have a normal university year.
Well, so getting back to the election and what Mitch McConnell can get away with now and what he's going to have to do after the election, or maybe even after we have a declared winner, that's going to mean everything because short of that, there are many different ways we can delay the replacement of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whoever it happens to be. I'm hoping the crazier the better, quite frankly. I don't know where you guys are with this, but I'm really hoping Donald Trump will go full crazy with this nominee, because full crazy nominee.
Why? What if she gets confirmed? You mean like the handmaid lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't you remember Harriet Myers? Remember Harriet Myers?
I do.
That
I remember
was a joke.
That, yeah.
Yeah. That
yeah.
was.
Yeah. Regardless,
you want him to choke. You want him to put him somewhere that's so extreme.
Yes.
That the Republicans are going to actually break. Damn it, you sweet summer child.
Why?
He's going to put some fucking like Handmaid's Tale, you know, like QAnon believing crazy person out there. And because the Republican, I mean, Mitt Romney will confirm them, Susan Collins will confirm them, and they Lisa Murkowski. I mean, it's just like, it's the football trick.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
it's
six of one.
The worst of the worst.
It's six of one, half dozen of another. It's either someone who is sane and normal and gets confirmed quickly, maybe even with Joe Manchin or someone voting for them. Or someone who's crazy and may risk having to be withdrawn, or better yet, may extend the hearings longer and longer and longer. Remember, the goal here is to run out the clock, to not only get the confirmation pushed beyond the election, but beyond the declaration of a winner, so Donald Trump can't use the Bill Barr gambit to get the Supreme Court to clear him, or to get the Supreme Court to install him as a second-term president. So we need to push this as far back, as close to January 3rd as possible. Mm-hmm. The name of the game is running out the clock. Yeah. So if you have if you have a like a Brett Kavanaugh style situation, remember how long it took Brett Kavanaugh to get confirmed, only because there had to be, the FBI reopened the background check, and then there were the additional hearings, and that delayed things further and further. This is the first real time of these three nominees that Donald Trump has had the opportunity to install. This is the first time when there's really a deadline. There's really a drop dead deadline for them to get this person, whoever it is, confirmed, and so we can use that to our advantage.
Like they need to be like doing full body block.
Yeah.
I mean, they really need to like sit down on the floor of the Senate, refuse to be moved, get arrested if they have to. Mm-hmm. This is foundation. This is like civil disobedience time, gang.
Yeah,
Democrats, step the fuck up. Mm-hmm. It's time to learn to throw some haymakers because they gave Obama a 3-year second term. They're trying to give Trump a 5-year first term. It is unacceptable.
Here's a trick that I like that I think they should do, which is it has something to do with the unanimous consent votes. What they need to do is have a Democrat on the floor of the Senate 24/7 continuously, and they can rotate in and out. So it doesn't have to be the same person staying up all night long or whatever. So what you do is every time Mitch McConnell calls for unanimous consent, you object. You object to every single call for unanimous consent. And then the other thing is you don't provide the Senate with a quorum either. They need 51 people on the Senate floor to do these things. If the Democrats just don't show up, they can't proceed with that without that quorum. So
this is the exciting stuff to me.
Yeah.
I know it's not what they get into public service
for. Well, but don't the Republicans
for.
Have 53?
Yeah.
If the vice president comes in.
No. I mean, they have 53 senators.
They have 53 senators. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, not every senator is going to be available because people are running for re-election right now, I guess is the
because if they're going to be a coalition, he'll bring them all back.
Yeah. Well, again,
that
looks like a loophole in the quorum strategy.
I hope so.
But I mean, these are long shots here we're talking about. We're not talking about foolproof methods. But again, the point is not to necessarily get the nominee withdrawn or whatever. The point is to run out the clock. So whatever they can do to stall. The challenge here is going to be for members of the Senate who are running, especially the ones in tight races, like Joni Ernst and McSally and all the rest of them. They are in a tight spot. Lindsey Graham is in a really
whining
tight
on
spot.
Television.
Yeah, yeah. And he's the fucking chairman of the Judiciary Committee. So
McSally has never been elected to a position. She was appointed.
She was appointed.
Reappointed.
So was Loeffler,
right? Loeffler. Neither of them should be choosing Supreme Court justices.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, they don't represent the will of the people.
No, they don't. They don't. And in fact, whoever gets confirmed needs to recuse themselves from any election-related matters. That has got to be mandatory. The Democrats, in fact, on the Judiciary Committee need to require whoever it is to swear under oath that they will recuse themselves, because the conflict of interest is huge in this situation. I mean, they could potentially be within, like, even a couple of weeks, they could be in a situation where they're installing for a second term the person who just nominated them and got them confirmed. It's not, it's, I was about to say, it's just not fair. But of course, none of this is fair. So that's a given. It's already a given that it's, you know, the whole process is fucked up, which is why I find it so entertaining today to scroll through Twitter and to see all of the Republican members of Congress going, oh, well, of course there's going to be a peaceful transfer of power. It's crazy talk to think that there's not. Yes, their word is worth fucking jack squat. Yeah. Mitch McConnell's statement about the peaceful transfer of power. Who believes anything Mitch McConnell says anymore? We're right in the midst of him welching on one of his primary rules, one of the things that he's famous for, which is this new McConnell rule that says you can't confirm a member of the Supreme Court within an election.
The McConnell rule is you can't support a Supreme Court justice if I don't like it.
Right.
Period.
Right.
I mean, it's just like the whole thing. I knew when they did that. I knew when the Merrick Garland thing was happening that this was not, that the shoe would be on the other foot and that they would proceed with all haste. If they had moved on COVID like they moved on this justice seat, we would all be walking around outside without masks now. It just.
My new thing is.
I hate them so much.
my new thing is, what would Moscow Mitch do? WWMMD. What would Moscow Mitch do?
What would Moscow Mitch do?
Yes. Oh my God, I need a jingle. Someone needs to make me a "What would Moscow Mitch do?" Jingle.
Quick, call Rocky Mountain Mike.
Mike.
He loves
Mike.
Getting.
Mike. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mike. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, we have a new Nick Lutzko song. We have a brand, the guy
Let's
who
have it.
The, from the creator of I Want to Be at the RNC, I Want to Be Like Dan Bongino. We have, I'm not going to play it yet. I'm going to play it after the first break. But I just want to preview that because I can't fucking wait to play it. It is so funny. I'll give you a hint.
Aren't we about due for a break? Are we 30 minutes in?
Yeah, not yet. It is. This one is called Boat Parade. So you should get ready to have those words stuck in your head. Okay, so back to Donald Trump and the election, everything like that. When he was answering the question from Brian Karam yesterday, I just wanted to mention this because this is one of my things. Stephanie Miller and I both have this thing where we're each like noticing all the stupid weirdo Trump shit, like the dick tent when he sits the same way every time, and he sits
girdle.
At a table the same
the girdle.
Yeah, it's all the same thing. He's got these strange habits that baffle me. I don't understand them. And one of the there are two new ones that are really, really annoying to me. And yes, you can consider me owned by this because it's just so annoying. How could you not be? It's just a human, normal human reaction here. He does this thing now. If someone's wearing a mask and asking him a question, he does this weird, like, take off your mask hand gesture now that almost looks like he's doing the cancel, the kill gesture, like making the slicing motion across his neck. But it's just like, it's like a thing, like he's like gesturing as if to take off a mask that doesn't exist. And then the other thing he does is,
it just sounds super imperious, like something you do to a dog. You
right,
know,
exactly.
A hand
yeah.
gesture.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
fetch, mm-hmm. roll over.
And there's a vocal component to it too, because he also goes, say it.
That's just my favorite thing he does. You know? Mask wearing is voluntary.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah. No, but no, he doesn't do that. He says, say it. Say it. He just tells the person to say it instead of I can't understand you or you sound muffled. It's just say it. And then he did it with a gesture. Just really, really stupid and annoying. Take your mask
off.
It'd be
like suicidal if he was talking. When people say it to me, say it, they really usually don't like what happens next.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what we haven't gotten to either? Donald Trump being booed at the Supreme Court this morning with
that was so fantastic.
Very, I haven't heard this yet.
Very, very memorable chant. Yes, here's Donald Trump being booed. There was an entire crowd gathered outside the Supreme Court, of course, and Donald Trump and Melania went up to the Supreme Court to pretend to pay their respects. Donald Trump and Melania both wearing masks, which was rare. Mm-hmm. And then as they're standing there, suddenly the boos break out. And you hear it in the distance, and then the boos turn into the chant of vote him out. Here's that. This is it.
Vote him out! Vote him out! Vote him out! Vote him out!
I love that.
Vote him out! Vote him out!
Makes my heart sing.
Yeah.
It was. And Fox News didn't air that audio.
Aaron Rupar said,
"It's so preposterous, though. That I mean, a respected, like, you know, fixture of our judicial system, an anchor of legal thought in this country, a well-respected and beloved elder stateswoman has passed and made it clear that her last wish on the planet was that they would wait until after the election to." See the new justice, and he's just like, I don't believe that her granddaughter's lying. It's just like,
well, then I mean,
they say that Democrats are scary and atheists and anarchists because we don't have anything that's sane or sacred. But like, for fuck's sake, this guy would take a shit on someone's, you know, guestbook registry for their viewing.
Of course he would.
I mean, it's just.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd tear pages out of it to wipe his butt. I mean, he's hideous.
And not only that, he prematurely ended paying his respects and ran away. He ran away.
Brave Sir Donald ran away.
Yes, he did.
Ran away, away he did. Brave Sir Donald. When reporters asked about what he said, he bravely turned his tail and fled, and he hid right there behind his desk, and he chickened out.
Run away, run away. Mm-hmm. There he goes, running away like a little baby, like a hyperactive pigman.
A pigman, half pig, half man.
Gotta go watch Fox News. He's got so much to do back at the White House.
Oh, yeah, such a busy schedule.
Well, yeah, and Fox News took away that audio. When they broadcast they removed the rebroadcast. I guess they, you know, live, they really couldn't do much, but the rebroadcast of him doing that, that audio's gone.
Isn't there any recourse in terms of, I don't know, charging Fox News with massive fraud?
There should be. Yeah. Because it is not a journalistic organization. What they do is not covered under the Fourth Amendment. First Amendment. They are distorters, they are deriders, they are a propaganda unit, and they actually have a black op rooms designed to stop journalism from being done.
Is that their brain room?
But the thing is because the FCC doesn't regulate cable like it does over the air, there's a difference. And two, the fairness doctrine, bye-bye in 1987. Yeah. So therefore, you don't have to be honest anymore about anything high Sinclair Broadcasting that owns over-the-air stations right now. Hmm. So the fairness doctrine needs to come back.
At the very least, it seems like what Fox News is doing is they are creating a fiction that is now fomenting violent unrest in the United States. And it seems to me as if that should somehow be not legal. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Isn't somebody suing them for that? I want to say there's a lawsuit pending.
Yeah, wasn't there a lawsuit against Tucker Carlson? I think Tucker Carlson won that, though. And I believe that was maybe announced this week or today, something along those lines. I don't remember exactly what it was all about.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Can I make my one Tucker Carlson joke that I made up?
Yes, please do.
Yes.
What is the difference between Tucker Carlson and a neti pot?
What?
What?
One is a lukewarm nasal douche, and the other is a neti pot.
He did a dad joke.
There you go, a dad joke.
Thank you.
A Buzz Burbank dad joke on Here on the Thursday Show. Yes.
You know why Jesus' dad won't give him any money?
Why is that?
Why?
All goes right through his hands.
Oh.
That's another original. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay. Try the hemlock. It's effective.
Yeah. Well, now that we've all sadly said goodbye to summer, it's time for things to get back into our everyday autumn groove. Everything is flavored with pumpkin spice and the leaves are falling to their deaths. They're screaming as we drive by enjoying the foliage. But with so much changing around us, it's increasingly difficult to find extra time for you. The time you need to take care of yourself and to look your best. With Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes and you could look 10 years younger. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes. Visibly reduces wrinkles, fine lines, under eye bags in just a matter of minutes. Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet. Takes up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. The results are going to last for hours, so you can take the family apple picking and look your best the whole damn time. Even better, Plexiderm doesn't involve any visits to a surgeon and costs less than a round of pumpkin spice lattes for you and your friends. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit triplexiderm.com or call 1-800-685-1292 and say the code VOICES. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit triplexiderm.com or call 800-685-1292 and say the code VOICES at checkout. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
Every day just made me crazy. Didn't do much, I was lazy. I was put down till I downed out. Put my foot down when I found out.
Oh yeah, the great Dave Moulter. Brand new single from Dave Moulter. This is called Really Nothing New Under the Sun. Link in the description to support Dave's work. You know, we were, Dave and I were talking earlier today about how it's really challenging for indie musicians right now to make their money. Because most of the time, you're talking about touring. That's how they primarily earn a buck here and there with their music. But with the virus, the pandemic, they can't do any of that shit. So you got to support all the indie bands here in the show. Links in the description to buy their music, to support their work. And thank you for doing that. BobSeska.com/music if you want to submit your songs here on the show. David, we had a friend of yours on Tuesday's show, in fact.
Oh, did you play High Water?
Yeah. Well, no, I played, what was the song? What was the song I played on?
Blood for Sale?
Yes, that was exactly it. Yeah, the one
rocker.
The one that you recommended.
Just like Burns and Blazes, yeah. Oh, they're both amazing songs.
Yeah. The Sound of Machines.
Sound of Machines is the name of the band, based in Virginia. Super, super nice guy. He's sort of the nucleus. Other members kind of come and go.
Yeah.
And like, if you watch his Instagram, which is The Sound of Music, he's running around beating on dumpsters and things.
The Sound of Machines.
Bar to get drum sounds and stuff. And he's sort of like a sound archaeologist in a way.
Yeah.
And he's just really fascinating. Because I like my bears, I think he's just like so adorable. And guys, check him out.
Yeah, we're talking about musician Rich Burnett is his name, right?
Yes. Rich Burnett.
Yep.
And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm just like a basic dad. I'm like, you don't understand. For millions of gays who've had lives of complete instability and chaos, basic dad it's like catnip. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, stability, 2-car garage. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
for purely musical reasons, not to just look at the guy. Check out Sound of Machines.
Yes.
And their new album is called The Weight of Water. It'll be out soon. I wrote a sort of intro for it for their press kit.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think I did it proud.
Yep. Brand new Indie Music Countdown coming up a week from Sunday. That's when you're going to be able to hear Sound of Machines in its entirety, that band's song. So looking forward to that, too. Okay, well, speaking of music, let's talk about Nick Lutzko real quick. We all know Nick Lutzko from his I Want to Be Dan Bongino song.
Oh, God. I managed to get this out of my head a day ago, finally.
Every time I see Dan Bongino, I think of this now.
Anytime I'm doing anything, I'm making coffee and I'm gonna drink it. I'm gonna share it with Dan Bongino. You know, like...
It's so great. Nick has a new song out. It's on his Twitter feed right now. We're a little bit late with this, but it still absolutely works. This is a song called Boat Parade.
Boat Parade. Boat Parade. Looking for directions to the boat parade. Gonna get a sunburn standing out here all day. Trying to get a ticket to the boat parade.
I appreciate the boaters for coming.
Boat Parade. Boat Parade. Gonna meet a lady
brilliant.
At the boat parade.
Oh my God, I love
forgot
it.
My shoes at home and now my feet are turning gray.
It's angry
boat
mockery.
Parade.
That's what
boat
I love
parade.
About it. Angry mockery.
Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade.
And I just wish I had time. I'd get on one of those boats and I'd be carrying a flag also. It looks like you're having a good time and the whole world is watching.
Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade. Boat parade, 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 boat parade.
So angry.
Oh my God, I think we finally found the song that can kill Baby Shark.
It's so funny. You got to see the video too, because when he's getting super angry toward the end, like fake blood is like coming out of his mouth. Oh, he's that angry.
I love this guy. Damn.
Yeah. It is Nick Lutzko. Nick Lutzko.
I mean, yeah. Nick
Lutzko. Yeah.
Give me a
he's
call,
fantastic.
Buddy.
Lutzko. And it's just, there's something about the vibe of these songs that fit the times so perfectly. They're it's just like a big,
it's
giant screaming, fuck
literally
you.
Literally frothing at the mouth.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like, I've had so much stress that all I can play is 178 beats per minute and scream.
That's right.
I'm feeling that right now. I am really feeling that. But
yeah, yeah. Angrily mocking all of this shit, which is so.
Can we talk
so
about Rand Paul?
You want to talk about Rand Paul? Okay.
I want to talk about Fauci dunking
his
on
ass,
Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
One
yeah.
more time.
Yeah.
As some of you may be aware, Rand Paul likes to cherry pick statistics in the mm-hmm. Fox in the you know approved Fox News banner mm-hmm. and sit there and preen and pose on camera so he can be on Fox News. Which I'm just like, dude, for someone so vain and camera hungry, fix your hair. Like, I don't
so
care
cute.
What is going on up there. If yeah. it's natural, if it's a toupee, do better, America. Because that is some sorry-ass British barrister wig-looking shit
yeah.
on top of your head.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we got Fauci and we got Rand Paul, who's sitting there and preening and talking and using his misleading and cherry-picked data.
Mm-hmm.
And Fauci's trying to explain to him, and he stressed it right out of time. And the chairman's like, time. And he's like, wait, I want to finish this. He's like,
yeah, his voice sounds way better now. Have you noticed? Mm-hmm. He got, he had laser surgery on his throat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got those polyps removed. Yeah.
But he's like, Santa Paul has repeatedly misrepresented these facts and let you restate them again in a way that makes sense. Like, it's mm-hmm. totally just like, and with all due respect, sir, go fuck yourself. Yeah,
yeah, you
I
know
wish
what?
He'd said that.
He might as well have said it because he was basically saying, Rand Paul, you are full of shit. You have no idea mm-hmm. what you're talking about. None of them do. And what they're doing
right.
in opposition to that, they're just saying, oh, well, Fauci's just a great big liar. It's just all he is. Fuckers. This is just, it's amazing the place that we're in right now. The fact that the president of the United States has just decided, oh, global pandemic, fuck it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. What does it matter? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I'm not going to do a fucking thing to stop it. That is just an amazing. I mean, again, imagine that at any other point in time, any other crisis in this country, mm-hmm. and the president just goes, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, it'll work itself out.
So next Tuesday is the debate, and COVID is going to be one of the topics.
Yeah.
So how.
He's going to stand there and lie. and say that he's done a great job. Everyone's told him what a great job he's done.
Yeah.
We've done a great job. We've got lots of PPE. We've done everything we could possibly do. We stopped flights from China. I might as well stand in for him at the debate.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, Biden's got to be ready for that.
Yeah. He's going to be. He's prepping.
Yeah.
I wish they would prime Joe Biden with a list of his tells, which maybe they will.
They will.
Like, you know, when he says, believe me, and he'll just point them out as he's doing it. Like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, the president says here, honestly, and that means dishonestly.
Is there anything that can happen at these debates that will change the trajectory of this election? I don't think anything can happen that would change people's minds as far as how they're voting.
I think the only thing would be is, like, the things that he's reported saying about Jewish folks and people that he won't, he's really happy about COVID because he doesn't have to shake the disgusting hands of his followers. Mm-hmm. If he actually says
suckers
something,
and losers.
Yeah, if he says those things out loud, because more people are going to watch the debates than have watched anything to this point.
Yeah.
So if he actually comes out or says the N-word or does, you know, certain things that I think that if he says it out loud and it's not just in the reporting and it's on live television and Chris Wallace is thrown back on it, it's going to, and because this is a Fox News debate, so the Fox News viewers are going to watch this. So I think that if he does come out and say, yes, COVID's great so I don't have to shake their disgusting hands and just, you know, has a brain fart while he's up there and does that, because I could see him doing that because he's not going to have his adoring crowds there.
No.
Because there won't be an audience this time. And even if there's an audience and they're not allowed to say anything, at least he can feed off of their energy.
Yeah.
And there won't be that for him there. And it's a 2-hour debate. I mean, I have a bet
kind
with
of
a friend of mine.
Kind of the principal's office in a way.
Kind of. And he doesn't like Chris Wallace anymore.
Are we sure there's no audience? Is that a fact?
Well, how would they do it?
Well, I don't know. Distanced somehow? I don't know.
I don't think they are. I think that would be foolish for them to allow. I don't know that, but I can't. Because the last debate with Biden and Sanders was with nobody.
Yeah. Well, trust me, I hope you're right. I hope you're 1,000% correct on that, because that strips Donald Trump of one of his weapons, and any weapon taken away out of Donald Trump's stumpy fingers is probably a good thing.
I mean, in the last time he had any sort of audience, he was ambushed by them, them asking him questions. But I mean, I have a bet with a friend of mine. I'm like, I'm still 50-50 that Trump's not going to show up.
That's possible. It's also possible, too, that he's going to bring some sort of madness with him. Because remember last time around, right before, I guess it was maybe the third debate or the second debate, he brought out all those women who had accused Bill Clinton.
Right
before the fight, and he had them in the gallery watching.
Right. Wasn't that the town hall?
Yeah.
So doctor on
what
stage?
Is he going to do to Biden? Like bring out the dead bodies of Bo and his wife?
He's going to try to humiliate Joe Biden. And we had a preview of this a little bit. Maybe it was yesterday or the day before. All his days fucking bleed together for me anymore. But he was going after Joe Biden for wearing a mask the other day. And he was like, why did Joe Biden? And this is almost literally what he said. During a rally to his red hats, why did Joe Biden spend all that money on the facelift when he was just going to cover it up with a mask? That's what the president said in front of a crowd of his supporters on Fox News.
He's obsessed with plastic surgery.
Yeah, he is.
And, like, because remember, that's how he went after Mika.
Ivana.
Brzezinski.
Well, and his wife when he got his hair plugs and then
he
raped her.
Well, he doesn't go to good doctors. He goes to doctors who, like that dude with the hair, he'll prescribe him anything he wants. And so he ends up with bad medical attention.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason that he looks like he does.
I mean, there's obviously the hypocrisy aspect of this, because Donald Trump, I mean, the first
scalp reduction facelift.
I don't know that Donald Trump has ever had a facelift, but I think that he will have a facelift at some point in the not too distant future. But that, it doesn't even
when
matter.
He's getting ready for his new show in Moscow.
Exactly. Or when he has to have reconstructive surgery to change his appearance because he's going to have to flee to a non-extradition nation under an assumed name. So that he may just get plastic surgery to make him look like someone completely different. Which is
all he has
possible.
To do is just not do his hair and let the bronzer fade. I mean, he would look like Riff Raff. from Rocky Horror Picture Show, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just
yeah.
The giant bald streak down the middle and the two long stalactites with stringy hair. On either side, yeah.
But you know what?
Everybody, by the way, everybody needs to listen to Kimberly Johnson's interview with Noel Caster.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
I mean, it threads certain. I mean, every time that guy opens his mouth, it makes more sense. And I wish that the rest of the mainstream media had not written him off as a comedian and a hack or whatever, because, like, everything he says makes sense and it all fits together when you look at it in pattern. And I mean, the way he breaks down what potentially happened at Helsinki, where the president tore up the translator's notes and then mm-hmm. came out and said that Putin hadn't hacked our electoral process, he's totally right about the body language, Noel is. Mm. Like, it really does look like something went down in there that really upset the president and made him feel powerless, because he comes out of there looking like a dead man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Instead of, you know, and I feel like something critical happened there, and the best explanation I've heard so far is from Noel Caster. So I please everyone listen to the Start Me Up podcast. Start Me Up podcast with Kimberly Johnson.
Yeah.
Available at Patreon. And let's find the Noel Caster interview. I'm going to send it. Is it patron only, that one?
No, it's free everywhere. It's patreon.com.
Okay, so I'm going to post it on my page. Mm-hmm. Post it on my Patreon page for everyone to link to.
Yes.
So they can click through, because it's worthwhile listening. And it really is. He gives you the mechanics of how this coup could work and mm-hmm. what their plans are and what kind of people they actually are. And I just wish everyone was this informed.
Yeah, I would say with some of the stuff that Noel Castler talks about, I would suggest taking it with a bit of a grain of salt, too. Because here's the problem with Noel Caster. I want to see receipts, because other than having some sort of physical proof, some sort of evidence, things like that just fall between the cracks. It really only just feeds those of us who are already convinced that Donald Trump's a crook. I mean, we already know that Donald Trump's a horrendous fucking person, but anything that's going to...
But I think the way he takes the available information about the Epstein, available fragments of information about Epstein and ties them to Trump and has interpreted... I mean, I do, honestly, and maybe I'm falling into the QAnon trap, but I believe that, I mean, that Trump is a major, like, trafficker of underage girls, or was, from Europe for quote-unquote modeling.
Mm-hmm.
There was a period in the early 2000s, late 90s, when he was starting to do the kind of modeling thing a little more in the pageants, where suddenly the modeling community in New York City was full of 13-year-old girls from Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, I hope there's something that exposes these things so we know for sure. And obviously, reports like this give us a hint in terms of what to look for. One of the things we have not talked about yet is there is Mary Trump news. We have to talk about Mary Trump.
I love Mary Trump.
Yes. And we've got some great Mary Trump news here coming up in just a second. But first, bacteria and viruses live everywhere.
Are you going to make us wait?
You're going to make us wait. He's such a tease.
He really is. He's been doing this to me, actually, since 2006 election night. Just, like, leading me on and leading me on.
I'm a tease. Bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, earbuds, car keys, groceries, packages, wallet, even your face mask. Sanitizing these items is an important part of staying healthy, but it also means using harmful chemicals that constantly need to be replaced. Well, no more. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment, but don't put it inside your body. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now, add the new Clean Phone Wand, a portable handheld unit that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize tablets, computers, packages, groceries, and more. Go to thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone products for you. Get free FedEx two-day shipping, and as an added bonus, get 10% off FDA-authorized respirator face masks. Go to thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus 10% off FDA-authorized respirator masks at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Thank you.
Bob Seska.
Dear, this is our last night, and when I pass, I won't have to fight. So please, live this life
Yeah, this is a recording artist named Shay Maloney. He is 16 years old, playing the guitar. The singer is Marlon Hubbard. She is 15 years old.
She's good. She's got a lovely voice.
Oh, my God, yeah. The song is called...
Think about these lyrics and think about might having the potentially you may have to put your cat down.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yep. I didn't
did
intend...
You did this on purpose, Bob.
I did not
intend
to make
Mark
you cry.
Mark off your fucking wet, your dry erase board now.
I'm going to blame Shay Maloney and Marlon Hubbard for that.
Yeah, blame the kids.
Song is called This Is Our Last Night from Brothers I Bear. Link in the description at bobseska.com to support Shay Maloney. Just a wonderful, wonderful guitar player. He also plays, I think, banjo in there. He's just a multi-instrumentalist. Really, really talented stuff. He's got a brand new EP up on his website. So definitely go and support him. I really love playing the teens. I love playing the kids who are making music now.
If I don't. Yeah, I'm like, wait, guys, give us one more shot before you eclipse us, okay?
But I think Shay Maloney's dad is a listener to this show, to the Thursday show specifically. Okay, well, you know what? We've got some Mary Trump news. How about that for
Yay!
Some news? And I've got some new Mary Trump music. Whenever we have Mary Trump news, got to have the Star Trek theme. Mary Trump has sued the president, his family, claiming fraud of millions, as Joe Biden says, this is a big fucking deal, isn't it? In her best-selling memoir, Mary L. Trump, President Trump's niece, told a family story that detailed the ways in which she claims her relatives, the president among them, tricked, bullied, and ultimately cheated her out of an inheritance worth tens of millions of dollars. On Thursday, more than 2 months after the book was published and a little more than 1 month before the election, Ms. Trump told her story again, this time in a lawsuit. Uh-oh. The suit filed in State Supreme Court in Manhattan accused Mr. Trump, his sister Marianne Trump Barry, and their brother Robert Trump, who died in August.
Just passed away. Yeah.
Yeah, of fraud and civil conspiracy. It seeks to recover the millions of dollars Ms. Trump claims to have lost. In its first sentence, the lawsuit says that for the Trumps, quote, fraud was not just the family business, it was a way of life. Go,
cool.
Go, Mary.
Go, Mary
go,
Trump.
Dr. Trump. Go, yeah. Doc. Yeah.
I urge anyone who is disheartened at this time
yeah.
to dig out the 80s movie The Legend of Billie Jean with Helen Slater.
I love that movie.
I hadn't seen it in like 20 years, and I watched it with a friend the other day, and tears were streaming down my face. It is so good. It's so empowering.
Yeah.
For, I'm tired of people saying that, like, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg inspired legions of little girls. She inspires legions of little boys too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, and
did you see the little girl in the Superwoman outfit today?
No.
Paying respects to
the lace collar on the fearless girl.
Yes, I did. I saw that one too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. There was a little girl. She had a little white rose and she was wearing a Superwoman outfit, I assume with her parents because she's, you know, child. But it was just like so sweet to go look. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Really sweet.
God, I wish I could get down there to the Supreme. I mean, it's within close driving distance, but you know, I'll make the drive. Gosh. It's about 25 minutes.
Send your spirit, but keep yourself safe right now.
Well, that's just it. It's 25 minutes each way from my house to downtown. The problem is that in the 50 minutes of total travel time, 1,000 horrible things could happen all at the same time, and I won't be anywhere near Twitter or the internet to bask in the awfulness, which I really hope we stop doing at some point, but you know.
I would like to put a motion on the floor.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
To end the show? Or to
No. I think that how are you has become a microaggression. And we need to come up with a new greeting.
Maybe
are you okay? Or
yeah. Here's the new greeting.
Look each other in the eye and say, I know.
This is what we need to start doing when we see each other.
Boat parade.
We just need to start shouting boat parade at each other. Fuck. Oh, hey, did you know the governor of Missouri, Republican Governor Mike Parson, an opponent of mandatory masks,
has
tested positive for COVID-19.
He's
not dead.
Well, it's enough.
Not yet.
TikTok, old man. TikTok.
Meanwhile, a Michigan man has tested positive for COVID after attending a Trump rally. There's a shocker there, too. What they said in the article is that they're not sure whether he already had COVID before the rally or whether he got it from the rally.
So we basically don't know whether he's typhoid or Mary.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, has anyone taken Trump aside and gone, hey, you know, Mr. President, you're actually kind of killing your own voters. Did you know that?
He doesn't care.
He calls them disgusting people.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Oh, God, if we only had tape for that one. If that
I know,
one,
that's the thing. I wish there was tape of that.
Because, Olivia Troy,
I believe her. That's why I'm saying that there is a possibility that something will happen at the debate where he says the outside things that he thinks internally, like he said, with not wanting to have a peaceful transition should he lose the election.
That is that might actually be Chris Wallace's first question, given how close it is to Tuesday. I mean, the debate is on Tuesday for fuck's sake.
Tuesday.
Yes, mm-hmm. Tuesday. Right around the corner is the Tuesday debate. Mm-hmm. So shit. Oh, did you also hear that?
I would really like to see him get hit with a hard question and rattle him first.
Yeah. I think just asking about COVID's going to be hard enough.
But he thinks he's done a great job.
He gave himself a D the other day. So, I mean, he just...
Public relations regarding... Right. Which is so strange, because that's his whole thing.
No, but that's just his thing is saying, well, you know, I've been doing such a good job that I haven't been able to give my attention to the PR. And that's why you're not hearing about it.
Right. Mm. All right.
See, he's an evil Gemini. I understand him on an ugly level that makes me want to go stand in the Silkwood shower.
Yeah.
Like, I know, because, you know, I told very similar lies when I was an addict, and it just makes me feel creepy all over.
Yeah, well, that's just the thing. I mean, we've been saying this all along. The most obnoxious thing about Donald Trump's lying is how terrible he is at it, how obvious the lies are. He's got tells all over the place. That I can tell you is one of them. Mm-hmm. Believe me. Strangely, he's dropped both of those.
Most
he doesn't
people
do
don't
those
know
anymore.
This means... I don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, did I mention, too, that Ron Johnson's report on Hunter Biden? In fact, I could take this music out and play this. That's the sound of Ron Johnson's big fail on the Hunter Biden front. In fact, the extent to which Hunter Biden's role in Burisma's board affected U.S. policy toward Ukraine is not clear. That is from the report itself. Big fucking waste of time. Ron Johnson, the Republicans, sell themselves out to Russia, accepting Russian disinformation, and they don't even get him. They don't even get Hunter Biden.
And Hunter Biden isn't running for anything.
Exactly.
What was this supposed to prove?
Right.
He's not even running for fucking dog catcher.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, I was like, I'm sure not going to vote for Hunter Biden this year, because, boy, that guy sounds like a hooligan, but, like... I couldn't find him on the ballot anywhere.
I mean, the worst they were able to get was it looked bad. I mean, that's the absolute worst. This just has echoes of Benghazi. This happens all the fucking time with these Republicans. They go haywire. They start investigating and opening up these committee hearings, and it turns into a big fucking zero. That's all they've got.
You know what looks bad? You know what fucking looks bad?
What?
Is lying about your meetings with the Russian ambassador during the transition period when you're getting ready to install a new government and they've just been sanctioned by our government. That looks bad. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep. Yes, it does.
I'm so sick of these people.
Shit. Yeah. Well,
one's always going to be a stick in my craw because, you know, Jeff Sessions is my bête noire.
Well, the thing that's going to
find the tree that he lives in, baking cookies, I'm burning it down.
The thing with this is they're just going to continue to say Hunter Biden is crooked. It doesn't matter the results of the investigation. They're irrelevant because Donald Trump is going to continue to say, where's Hunter? What did Hunter do? Look at Hunter Biden. Look at Hunter Biden. Fuckers. All right, David Ferguson is at patreon.com/TREX Report. Also, astralsummer.bandcamp.com. Jody is at from-the-bunker.com. It's the From the Bunker podcast, everywhere you get your podcasts. Take care, folks. Bye-bye. Now that you've said goodbye to summer, it's time for things to get back to our everyday autumn groove. Everything is flavored with pumpkin spice, of course. And before you know it, the leaves will start changing color. With so much changing around us, it's increasingly difficult to find that extra time just for you. The time you need to take care of yourself and to look your best. With Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes and you can look 10 years younger. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes. Visibly reduces wrinkles, fine lines, and even under eye bags in minutes. Plexiderm even works on laugh lines too, number 11s, whatever that is, and crow's feet. Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. And by the way, the results are going to last for hours, so you can take the family apple picking and look your best the whole damn time. Even better, Plexiderm doesn't involve any visits to a surgeon and costs less than a round of pumpkin spice lattes for you and your friends. You can try a 6-application trial for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit triplexiderm.com or call 1-800-685-1292 and say the code VOICES. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit triplexiderm.com or call 800-685-1292 and use the code VOICES at checkout. Thank you.